Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules and welcome back to the Center for Disinformationology. I'm Shay Bowes, as per usual, and I'm joined by my little sidekick, Organis, or Augie, as I like to call him. Despite the fact that he's got a face only a mother could love, he's good with the numbers, and that's why we keep him at work here. Where would we start this week? Let's have a think. The temperature is rising politically in the US as parts of it go underwater. Hundreds of billions going, of course, to Ukraine. They've sent a hell of a lot of cash over there. Only a few dollars for those drowning in South Carolina and Florida. But there's a sense that the Reds are under the bed again. They're out to get us. They're surrounding us. But the truth might be quite something different. But let's have a look at Donald Trump's latest campaign video, which is meant to scare the bejesus out of you. Run the video, Augie.
Like us, China also saw their weakness. So did Putin.
Oh,
then
yeah.
He invaded Ukraine.
Look at this uniform.
Saw Harris.
We made that video here at the center.
And we'll use it as a green light to keep murdering Israelis.
It's like something from
Iran
the Simpsons.
Harris is so incompetent. New intel shows they're trying to help Harris win the election.
Look, the Grand Mufti having his cup of tea. As you do.
Yeah. We need the strength that will protect us.
Oh,
I'm
my
Donald
God.
J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Don. Come on, the big Don. Let's do this. Let's take on the terrible Grand Mufti and the desperate Russians. But in reality, let's have a listen. Let's have a think. Who actually is surrounding who? The Americans just so happen to have about 900 military bases around the world in nearly 100 countries, not to mention the fact that they've started dozens of wars. They coup the shit out of you if they don't want to free the shit out of you, like Libya, Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq. You know, the list is kind of endless. Well, the problem is they might have bases in more than 100 countries, but they don't have anybody to actually send to them anymore because the Americans aren't that enthusiastic about dying for Uncle Sam anymore. Augie, you got some numbers?
I surely do. Mm-hmm. The Army has failed to meet its manpower goals for the last 2 years and missed its 2023 target by 20%. Today, the active duty army stands at 445,000 soldiers, which is 41,000 fewer than in 2021, and the smallest it has ever been since 1940.
Let's have a look at what kind of dudes they're actually recruiting, though. They're more concerned about what their lippy is doing, their eyeliner, and their mascara, than the enemy coming across the horizon. Maybe Big Don should be more concerned about the enemy with in. Run the video, Augie.
The military be so silly with their rules. Like,
this is not a joke. This is real.
Why did I just get in trouble for having a pink lunchbox? And then I got in trouble for wearing lip gloss.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And oh, God forbid I wear some mascara.
Oh, my, come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, they'd be so mad. God forbid I wear mascara.
Oh, my God. You know, come on. The biggest single threat to the United States military and geostrategically is the threat that you may not be allowed to use mascara. Well, the terrible reality is that the Israelis don't have enough soldiers. It's a very stretched army with their war in Gaza, which isn't doing that well, and the war now in Lebanon. They're going to need more people, and it might be the Americans that actually have to help them, because the Israelis aren't really happy with what they've got over there in the biblical East, as they say. They want to take over the whole show. Yeah, they're going all the way to Damascus. Don't take it from me. Take it from Mr. Smotrich. Yeah, it's a Ukrainian name, you know. From the locality. Run the video, Augie. Well, yeah. Me. Bezalel, with those eyes.
Une vision maximaliste de la Terre promise.
What?
Elle inclut les
I mean, look. If I don't take it, somebody else will. What do you say?
En Irak, en Égypte, yeah. Ou encore en Arabie Saoudite. Une vision wow. Certes radicale.
They're taking the whole neighborhood. They're taking the whole neighborhood. Yeah, for real. That's pretty interesting. You know, there was a term for this type of behavior back in 1940s in Europe. I think it was called Lebensraum, or living space. Yeah, interesting. But you know what? We've decided to do a bit of a calculation. Here on the Moscow Mules, geostrategy and geopolitics are actually a specialty of ours in the Center for Disinformationology. So we've equipped ourselves with the most up-to-date mathematical tools to actually calculate how many women, children, babies And basically, civilizations would have to be destroyed for Israel to engulf its neighbors. We will now reveal our technological breakthrough. Organis?
My pleasure, Che.
Yes. So we're going to start with...
Let's count all the population of the regions that Israel says belong to it.
Good idea.
Syria, 21 million. Yeah. Iraq, 44.5 million.
Okay.
Lebanon, 5.5 million.
Uh-huh.
Jordan, 11.3 million.
Yes.
There's a big one, Egypt, 111 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And Saudis, 36.4 million, which gives us in total 230.8 million people.
Oh.
Now, the interesting part. Right now, Gaza has 2.14 million people.
And they've killed?
And they killed around 40,000 women and children there, which is around 2%.
Uh-huh.
Now, to achieve results, like in Gaza, which are not very successful,
yeah,
they will have to kill at least 4.6 million children and women in all other places.
It's a number that sounds familiar. Well, given the level of killing that's ahead of us, if the Zionists get their way and take over the entire neighborhood, we're going to need a lot of politicians in the U.S. who are completely on their knees, let's say, nibbling on certain appendages of the Israeli state. And we've got one in good old Lindsey Graham, the famously not gay man who doesn't live in a closet and isn't interested in young boys. But he is very interested in Israel, or Israel. He loves Israel. Not that interested in Carolina, where he represents. They can drown. But when it comes to Israel, good old Lindsey is the only man in town. It's the only game in town. Let's have a listen to Lindsey explaining how Israel needs to be protected and it needs to take over the whole world, and that we beat the Germans and we beat everybody. That he's just got a kind of a very retarded third grade view of the world. Let's listen to Lindsey.
There needs to be a confrontation of Iran. We've put it off way too long. We need to call the question on Iran. They're the source of most upheaval in
regime change.
I am 1,000% for regime change, but you don't have to.
How did that work out last time America tried it in Iraq?
I think we have nothing to lose. How did it work out when we got rid of Hitler? Better.
How did it work out when we got rid of Hitler? Newsflash, you didn't get rid of Hitler, ass. The Russians did, you complete turkey.
It looks to many people around the world that America, despite its extraordinary leverage over Israel, potentially, and the weapons that you supply them, really hasn't been calling in the chips and exercising his leverage, and they've been taking you for fools here.
Well, here's what I think. It's foolish for us to hold them back. What would you do in America if somebody came across our border, raped women, put babies in ovens? Mm. What did we do after Pearl Harbor? We went to all-out victory.
I don't remember the Japanese putting any Americans in ovens in Pearl Harbor.
Japan, the smithereens. We destroyed Berlin. That's not an option here.
Of course, what's happening in the States right now, during the election period anyway, is that everyone's fallen over each other to show how much they love to suck on Zionist
c- I can't say that.
To show how devoted they are to the state of Israel. Because Israel, after all, is basically another American state. It's a stationary aircraft carrier in the Middle East. Not to mention the fact that they started the whole show back in 1947. Let's all forget that. But as the election nears, there really is a clamor to show how dedicated you are to Israel. And the big Don, sadly, has kind of lost a bit of self-esteem. And he's down on all fours, scurrying around, trying to please the boys in Tel Aviv. Run the video, Augie. What the f*** is this? What's he doing? Reading a Jewish prayer? What is this?
It is.
What happened to grab him by the... It used to be grab him by the... Now it's grab him by the yarmulke. Well, despite all the scurrying around and dwelling on your knees to the Zionists in Tel Aviv, it doesn't seem to be actually working. I think Augie might have some numbers. Augie, not going so well?
It isn't. Despite everything Zion Don is doing, 68% of Jewish voters favor Harris. Ooh. And only 25% plan to vote for Trump, according to the latest polls.
Well, as you see, not going so well for the big Don when it comes to Zion worship. Maybe not a good idea in the first place. You know, I can hear you all out there in Internetsville and on TV land saying, poor Shay and Augie, you let us down big time. You're putting the boot into the Don for being a Zio worshipper. Well, we're going to get stuck into the Democrats too, so just calm, cool your boots. Augie, it's been a very interesting week for the people in blue, the people representing ordinary folks, people like Hillary Clinton. You remember? We came, we saw, he died. Such a lovely lady. You can see it in Bill's face, you know, such a calm and adoring gentleman. Hillary had some interesting advice about freedom of speech and democracy, and we here at RT, we know all about that. The Americans are big fans once you say exactly what they want. If you say something they don't agree with, they put you in jail. Let's have a listen to Hillary telling us about losing the narrative, losing control, you know, because it's all about freedom, right? Why would you want to lose control? All a bit spooky. Run the video, Augie.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not
if they don't say what we want them to say, we lose control, right? That's basically it. There's a word for this. Just like there's a word for having a president in a country you're giving billions of dollars of weapons to, who doesn't get elected, who puts people in prison, who controls the media, locks up half his public, sends them to war. There's a name for that, too. It's called a dictatorship. And what you're doing is called a dictatorship, too, Hillary. And, of course, in the ultra-woke Democrat camp, anybody who isn't voting for Kamala, who's been anointed and appointed as the greatest thing since sliced bread, should face a kind of penalty. What do you think that penalty should be?
Shot in the head.
Shot in the head? No remote problem with that from Augie here. Run the video. Let's have a look.
It's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president.
What?
Because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that?
You got to get shot in the head if you don't vote for Kamala. Interesting. And of course, something that's very interesting for us here at the Center for Disinformationology, and something that Organis has pointed out, is the fact that it's the Democrats that seem to have the biggest problem with a thing called a democracy. That's when people have a majority and they vote and they change things. But if they don't like it, they get pretty violent. They get sort of passive aggressive, let's say. Run the video, Augie. How does that bring you along in life? You beat up a sign for Donald J. Trump. You know? Interesting that it's also the Democrats that are doing all the shooting of presidents these days. Interesting. Good old Kamala is also a woman very much connected to the vibe of the music. She likes to get down. She likes to hit the dance floor. It's basically one nation under a groove. Run the video, Augie.
One nation under a groove. Getting down just for the funk of it. Can I get it on the...
You know, we're taking the piss out of Kamala, for sure. You know, one nation under a groove, that's okay. But listen, in reality, she has a huge volume of achievements behind her. She's a woman that's really hit the highs in the political world. She's made a real impact on America. And some genius has decided to record her achievements in a book. Run the video, Augie. Here we go. This is really something. This is quite interesting. Ready? Here we go. Yeah, there they are. Oh, this is just beautiful. Yeah, it's all in there. It's all in there. You may ask, how could they cram it all in? It's all in there. Check it out. It's actually there. It's a real book. America, you got to do better. But of course, when your brain is as vacuous as Kamala's, you're never going to really fail, because once the client media has decided that you're going to be the US president, believe me, it's quite likely. Just like they spend most of their time on CNN, you know, putting the boot into the big Don, The client media in the U.S. also spends an awful lot of time and money, all the big links to the donors, you can see them all around us, making sure that Kamala, even if she falls flat on her face, is going to look like some sort of Olympic athlete. Here's a very interesting video where we can see what Kamala actually said in response to a question. But what was actually broadcast was something completely different. Now, in America, if that's in Russia or China or anywhere else, this is misinformation. This is manipulation of the truth. And everyone goes to prison. But when it's the U.S. client media, it goes on your TV. Run the video, Augie.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill...
She has
the work
clue.
That we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that Ooh. Region by Israel that were...
She looks like Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars, right? Jar Jar?
A result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen Ooh. In the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is
this
not
is what they put
listening.
Out.
We are not going to stop pursuing...
Oh, yeah.
What is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Give her a second chance. That's okay. Yeah. Okay, well, meanwhile, back in Ukraine, in the dictatorship, the people that are still alive there are having a really tough time of it. The dictator has decided if you do make it back from the front with your limbs intact, he's going to double your taxes. You can see from this next piece of video evidence that... the people who are robbing the Ukrainians and the Americans and the Canadians and the French and the Italians and all the Europeans of their hard-earned tax dollars don't even bother their fat asses to get off the bed when they're caught with $6 million in cash in their house. Run the video, Augie. I mean, they just busted your door down, okay? Look at this. This is insane. $6 million. And actually what happened was when the cops came knocking on his door, his mother tried to throw a couple of $100,000 out the window. His mother? Oh man, this shit gets better and better. So I hear you guys asking yourselves, how can this happen? Who are these people? Well, it's all part of the fabric of dysfunction in Ukraine. When you've got a whole population terrified of being dragged off to the front to die, which is what's happening, a huge industry springs up around making it possible not to go and die. So for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you can get a new certificate issued that you've got a brass leg, that you're scared of heights, whatever it is. That's where the money is, right, Augie? Tell us about this guy.
This guy is a head of Khmelnytsky Regional Center for Medical and Social Expertise.
He looks like a real medical social expert lying on the bed with his $6 million. Didn't even bother getting his fat Ukro ass off the bed. Sweet. And we're going to stick in the Center for European Freedom, Democracy and Essential Greatness, which is Ukraine. And our friend, Mr. Goncharenko, you remember last week he got a bit of a slap around the chops while in Crimea? He has set up a very culturally adept grouping where he basically connects young Ukrainian people with the joys of literature, the joys of culture and shared understanding and mutual peoples. Correct, Augie?
Basically, they're burning pictures of Russian authors.
From the video. Look at these poor kids. So what are we going to do? Let's do a bit of book burning. Some of this is kind of familiar. Yeah, a bit of Dostoevsky, a bit of Pushkin, you know? So what? This is actually, the EU is paying for this stuff. NATO is paying for this, the United States, to burn great authors' works and images. Hooray! And of course, while young Ukrainian kids, which will probably be sent to the front soon because they're thinking of dropping the draft age again and again, it's basically going to be a case of kids going on their tricycles at this stage. And while this is happening, of course, the Russian military is advancing on every front. The Kursk picnic has turned to a complete show. The Russians have launched another counteroffensive there. It's all gone to But the American press, the client media, still are ODing on copium. We thought it had all been sold out, remember last week? But it seems the New York Times has convinced itself that this is a rope-a-dope strategy. Yeah? Rope-a-dope strategy. What does that mean? That means that the Russians are going to lose by winning. It's endless. And let's not forget, in the EU, in Europe, people have been queuing up, much like Trump and Kamala, with the Zionists, to fall over to dedicate themselves to the Ukro scam. And no one has been more adept at it and more in love. L'amour, the beautiful Paris afternoons. You can see it now, Z-Boy and Macrolian walking through, kicking through the leaves. Let's remind ourselves before we go on of just how tight those brothers are. Run the video, Augie. Oh, this is spooky. I mean, do neither of these people think this is... Let go of me. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is love. It's absolutely correct. But listen, you know what? What's even more bizarre and freaky than this sort of dude love in there, whatever the f*** was going on, is the fact that good old Macrolian has decided to rapidly increase spending on his army for the coming war against Russia. How'd that work out last time, Macrolian? And cut spending on things like metros and cutting the grass and cops and stuff. What are the numbers, Augie?
France is going to increase its military budget to 55 billion in 2025, and at the same time, it's going to subject the budget to a 60 billion euro belt tightening drive next year in the hope of bringing the deficit down. Two-thirds of that sum for cuts are going to come from spending cuts, and the rest from new taxes.
So basically, what's going to happen to ordinary French farmers, workers, and citizens is you're going to get screwed to give more cash to Macrolian's boyfriend. The Zio-Führer, that's him. And while Macrolian gets his horn on with Z-Boy from Kiev, France really has a lot of problems, a lot of troubles. And let's face it, let's say the terrible I word, immigration. It is a big problem in Europe. It is a big problem for countries which don't have the capacity to deal with it, not just infrastructurally, but politically. And that's the big problem. In the town of Cavaillon in France, you've got dudes burning police stations, knocking the whole show out of shape. And also, you've got immigrants attacking people in parks. And this isn't good. Check out this video of an immigrant decided to discipline some of the locals' kids. I know what I'd have done. I'd have put his lights out. Run the video, Augie.
Wish.
I mean, is this for real? I mean, this is insane. Imagine someone hitting your kid like that. I tell you, if you did that to a kid in Dublin, you'd wake up with your teeth in your stomach, let's say. That's for sure. And of course, this is a Europe-wide problem, nowhere more than in Germany, which has a huge migrant population, and they don't have any solutions either. Maybe it's because their politicians don't have a clue what they're doing. Hello, Mrs. Baerbock. And they've decided to arm the staff of clinics and local municipalities with essential equipment to defend from knife attacks. Let's face it, these are Islamic knife attacks. And what better thing to do it with than a towel? Well, the video, Augie.
Und ich schlage zum Kopf. Ich treffe. Yeah.
So a guy's got a fucking knife. And you're going Yeah, that's it. Game over. Okay, so what's the game plan? He's coming at us with a sword and a knife. There's your towel. I'll see you outside. I'll be out in the armored car with an AK-47. You deal with it with a towel, bro. Yeah, see you later. And of course, meanwhile, in the center of German political life, the Bundestag, very serious place, they're talking about all the key issues that affect German workers and taxpayers, just like the destruction of Nord Stream, the crime nobody seems to want to solve, because everybody knows who did it, and the collapse of German industry, raising taxes, immigration, and of course, never forget, sending Leopard tanks to Ukraine to be used as barbecues by the Russian army. But in reality, what's happening in the Bundestag is more akin to a Cirque du Soleil. It's a freak show. It's a circus. Run the video, Augie. I mean, do you have to... you see, the problem with this is you're required not to laugh. You're meant to not do this. You're not meant to do what you're immediately feeling like you should do. Which is just a lie. This is stupid. It's stupid. Fucking hell. There's a term for this, Augie. There's a term for it. There's a name for this. We're doomed. We're doomed, Mr. McGregor. We're doomed. And sadly, that brings us to the end of another little train ride through the dark tunnels of uselessness that is the West. Augie and I are getting tired of laughing so hard. We're probably pissing ourselves looking at the men in dresses, the politicians pretending to give a stealing from one person to give to another. And it's all about war. It's all about conflict. But we'll be here again next week, sifting through the human detritus that is Western media to shine a little light for you guys at home. Stick with us. We'll be here again. Join us then. See you soon. How's that? Another show?
Another.